You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, Jonathan Mayo here along with Jim Callis from MLBpipeline.com, and we're here to talk about the Arizona Fall League, more specifically, the contingent of prospects that the San Diego Padres have sent to be a part of the Peoria Javelinas this fall. And Jim, the Padres have sent some interesting players, including a pitcher that may have come to San Diego in a more unconventional way.
Yeah, unconventional is putting it mildly, Jonathan. Ryan Butler had about as circuitous a path to pro ball as anybody. He didn't pitch much at Marshall in 2011, so he transferred to junior college Northwest Florida State in 2012, winds up blowing out his elbow, having Tommy John surgery. So he takes classes at Central Piedmont in North Carolina while he's rehabbing in 2013. Actually threw on the side and looked well enough in workouts for the Yankees to draft him. He turned them down. He goes to Charlotte in 2014. He hits 99 miles an hour, gets drafted in the seventh round, actually hit, I think, 101 miles an hour with his fastball during his pro debut. Padres were intrigued with the idea of maybe making him a starting pitcher, so he began 2015 as a starting pitcher. Came down with a tired arm, sat out for 2 months, came back at the end of the year as a reliever. I think it's still up to debate what he's going to be in the long run. Probably more of a bullpen guy than a rotation guy because he's already 23 years old. He's got a double plus velocity on the fastball, but he's still working on the secondary pitches. The slider and changeup need work. Control and command need work. He's a guy that is tailor-made for the Arizona Fall League, Jonathan, where he does, the fastball can light up radar guns, but he's got a lot of things to work on. He needs innings, and he'll get both the opportunity to get all that in the AFL.
Just like I think everyone says it, they hit your misses. The more and more you go up, and they did. If I missed, they hit it, and I had to learn from it. But I feel like I was able to adapt to it. I feel like I can adapt to it, and they do it here too. And if you miss, they're going to hit you hard. It doesn't matter if you got velocity or a great slider. They can hit here. So you got to be able to adjust quick and on the fly. And if you can do that, you can succeed. Because if you throw your pitches, not everyone can hit your pitches. If you hit your spots, they may be able to put in a play, but more likely you'll do well.
Another intriguing prospect playing for the Padres in Peoria is Nick Torres, a corner outfielder. Padres got him out of Cal Poly in the fourth round of the 2014 draft, and he really struggled during his pro debut, but he was able to turn that around in 2015, hit well across two levels of A-ball during his first full season. So he's clearly in Arizona trying to use that as a springboard to get ready for the upper levels, especially as a college performer. He is a corner outfielder. There is some power to come. Whether or not there's enough power for him to profile as an everyday right fielder remains to be seen. I think probably when all is said and done, maybe he's the kind of guy who can play both corners, fill in nicely as a fourth outfielder, one who has a pretty good bat to boot.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.